Now we have our second feature, written by Christine Weber, who asks, how can we enhance our chance of joining Sir David in the 100 Club? Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
Did you know that there are almost 17,000 centenarians in the UK currently? Well, that is double what it was 20 years ago. Probably the most famous of them is Sir David Attenborough. His recent 100th birthday has been covered and commented on around the globe in TV programmes, podcasts and newspaper articles, and celebrated in style by the BBC. And quite right too. He is greatly loved, a national treasure if ever there was one, and a legend with a unique legacy. Someone else who will be 100 this year is the comedian Mel Brooks, who is as irrepressible as ever. Obviously, 1926 was a very good year for babies destined for long life. Certainly the current crop of people of 100 and over don't seem to fit the model of what we expect in terms of appearance or behaviour in men and women of that age. Of course, mostly we hear about centenarians who are in the public eye, but clearly there are loads of them in the UK who have lived quieter lives and are unknown to us. A random look at various websites revealed to me a mass of fascinating individuals, some of whom are well over 100, and their comments on what makes them tick are well worth reading. Among the people I found was a lady in Surrey called Ethel Caterham. She was 116 on her last birthday and is believed to be the oldest person in the world. Much nearer to home, I am privileged to know a wonderful woman who turned 100 earlier this year. She is Brenda Monteith, well known to all of us who worked at Anglia Television between 1959 and 1986, when she was our super efficient and glamorous personnel director. I remember her as always being immaculately turned out, and also as someone who expected all of us to emulate her own high standards. There were very few women in senior positions in television back then, so she was a role model, and I know many of us were massively inspired by her. A couple of weeks ago, a group of former colleagues from the Anglia newsroom of her time took her out for a celebratory lunch, which they all thoroughly enjoyed and at which the birthday girl was in excellent and entertaining form. I caught up with her by phone a few days later, and she'd just returned from the doctor's where she'd had a blood test and a COVID jab. She was a bit sore, but in great good humour, and she insisted she would be perfectly fine once she treated herself to a small sherry. She told me that she had not had any ambition to reach 100, it just seemed to have happened. Anyway, she said, I've got some catching up to do because I have a couple of friends who are 103. We talked about the early days at Anglia and how much of it was a steep learning curve for her because she knew nothing about the TV industry. But as an 18-year-old, she had joined the Women's Royal Naval Service towards the end of the Second World War, and she believes that her time with them was the best training for everything she tackled afterwards. It taught me to just get on with things no matter how tough, she said. She was always spirited and immensely capable in her Anglia years and remains so today. She was also very kind. Way back in 1978, when I hadn't long been with the company, I was involved in a traffic accident on the way to work. It was November and foggy, and a 36-ton lorry jackknifed and wiped me and my little car off the road. I was lucky not to be seriously injured or killed. Despite it being a Saturday, Brenda was quick to visit me at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, where I'd been taken, to see if I needed bedware or toiletries, which I rather think I did, and I will always remember that. After speaking to Brenda and researching various other centenarians, I wish I could reveal some helpful secrets to you that would guarantee longevity. But I've come to the conclusion that there are no obvious exercise, diet or health strategies that they have all adopted. However, what is strikingly common among them is a positive attitude. For a start, it doesn't appear to occur to them that their age should slow them down. In fact, it seems they barely notice it. Also, they tend to favour structure and routine. For example, many of them believe strongly that it's important to get dressed before breakfast and to take care to look smart. They also seem to share the ability to look forward and are purposeful, optimistic, energetic and enthusiastic. These are grand and healthy characteristics, so perhaps it's not surprising that these super-agers have them in abundance. It occurs to me that the rest of us might enhance our chances of living to 100 if we improve and develop them in ourselves. Well, we could try anyway.
Thank you, Sarah.